Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Thank you, Petra Harpik, for producing this show. I'm Grady Deaton. We're here at Coffee at KYUK. And this morning, Christine Trudeau, Judy Wozerski, and Kathy Henson are all sitting around the table with me. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I know Christine wanted to sit down with Judy and Kathy. They're two of the members of the Parks and Recreation Committee, and they met last night. But Christine, you going to soft pitch this? What's going on?
Well, I'm KYUK's municipal reporter, and I'm here with the committee co-chair, Judy Wozerski, and Kathy Hansen, who's also a committee member for the Parks and Recreation Aquatic Health and Safety Committee. So welcome.
Good morning.
So last night they held their meeting, and Judy and Kathy, lots of unfinished business was discussed, but how about we start off with an update on Owl Park? What's going on with that?
Well, Owl Park is very exciting. Louise, one of the city employees, came to the committee with a vision for the park. And right now they're a week ahead of schedule. They've got the whole, all the equipment, all the old playground stuff, the bleachers, everything's out of the playground area. It's leveled, and they're in the process of looking at bids for playground equipment. And in the fall, you'll see a whole different look. The basketball court's going to be on the opposite side. I mean, he came with – there's going to be flowers. It's incredible. And it's through the hard work of him, his crew, and the city crew. It took a lot of people out there, and they're ahead of schedule.
Where are we talking about exactly? I'm just
– Owl Park. It's up by End of Housing.
Great.
One of the favorite parks in town.
Mm-hmm. And when can that be expected to be unveiled?
I think maybe August would be an optimistic time frame.
It depends on the barge. That's part of it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So more equipment's going to be coming in.
New playground equipment.
Right. Oh, great. Okay. I know that the city manager had mentioned at a previous council meeting that there was a bit of a debate about who would be installing that if a certain certified person had to be brought on board. Has that been something that has been done?
They're looking at bids that include installation. Okay. Because you do have to have certified people do it.
Okay, yeah. Great. So how about 4th of July plans? That's coming up in a couple months here, and it's a pretty big event here in Bethel.
It's happening. That's the good news. The parade, Rhonda Sargent is going to be in charge of the parade. She's over at 4-H, and so that's who you would contact. If you want a booth, you would contact Public Works, Anna Nikolai, and it's 543-3110. And they will have, it'll be the typical 4th of July we've seen in the past. We are looking for MC for the day of the event, the equipment for the sound system, and then anybody who wants to entertain us that day, if they would call Anna, and we'll also post some information of contacts. But it should be exciting.
Wonderful. And so any last quick updates?
Oh, sure. We have coming up an event on June the 2nd, which is National Trails Day, and we're calling this Friends of Pinkies Park. Pinkies is a park that is used by a wide range of people throughout the community. But it's so big, it's hard to keep it up and keep everything in good shape. So on Saturday, June 2nd, we're going to have an event with hot dogs and refreshments and inviting everybody that's interested to come and help us do a wide sweep of Pinkies, picking up the trash, identifying things that need to be fixed that are still not repaired. And then we're looking at the idea of taking off from that and having a permanent group of volunteers that will help take care of Pinkies Park and help identify unmet needs in Pinkies.
And that's year-round?
Yes. So June 2nd, National Trails Day, Saturday, Pinky's Park.
What time in the morning Saturday?
We don't have a schedule yet, but we'll put it out. We'll put that out soon.
We're also talking about a system there where if you see something that needs to be repaired or something that needs to be checked on, how you can contact somebody.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and thank you, Grady, for having me on.
Yeah, well, Christine, anytime. I know that we want to make sure that the community knows that we have this show every weekday morning where we sit down and we have coffee and conversation with community members that have information relevant to our neighbors, and we encourage the newsroom to invite them to come in and enjoy time with us. So I'm happy you did. And good to get that update. Saturday, June 2nd, people can get engaged on National Trails Day at Pinky's Park to become volunteers to keep it clean that day and in the future. And then, of course, if you want to get a booth at the July 4th, you call 543-3110. You guys are also looking for volunteers in general, so good thing to get the word out and have them get out there at Saturday, June 2nd in the morning to clean up Pinky's Park.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some rustling and some noise here in the studio as these ladies leave me. I'm going to leave me all alone in here. But I have Petra in the booth, and she's got Darren Deacon, William Alstrom, and Peter Tinker all on the line, giving you the river updates that you might have become accustomed to. I did speak to Dan Esai a little bit earlier today, and he let me know that the North and South Fork out by Nikolai, their ice is out. He had great excitement to share with me about how the free-flowing water allowed him to get on the river, but the first flow of ice, the first ice wave, came and forced him to have to take evasive action. So keep in mind that as these ice flows break, even when we have clear water, that we ought to still keep in mind that safety first. I have Brett Gibbons on the line with a update from McGrath. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Well, from up this way, we don't really have any ice to speak of coming down anymore, just some small black ice, lots of driftwood and debris, pretty high water because we've had some little bit of melting, increased water coming down the South Fork of the Kuskokwim from the Alaska Range and then from the local drainages from some snow melt that's happening in the hills around here. Still pretty cool up here, 36 degrees this morning. Actually, new snowfall in the trees in the hills all right around us here. As the clouds are lifting, we can see new snow. So, not a whole lot of melt going on, but we definitely have higher water pretty close to the top of the cut banks, but not flooding. It is, the willow bars are underwater, and all the lakes are backfilling right now and getting, that much-needed influx of fresh water and everything from the river being so high. But anyway, no flooding up here, and just plenty of navigational hazards in the water with all the drift coming down. So that's kind of what we have from up here, and there's going to be just more high water for the next week or two with all the snow we have. So pretty much what we know.
Thank you for the updates, Brett. From Petra and KYUK and all of our listeners, I want to thank you for all the work you do as a professional and for the information you provide us here at Coffee at KYUK. Thanks again.
Okay, good day.
I want to get on to Darren Deacon. Darren, You're in Kalskag, and you said the Kuskokwim is full of ice. Tell me more about it, Darren.
Yeah, so on Sunday we went out to take a ride, and there was a little bit of ice in the river, probably about 30 feet thick on the edges, sticking to the west bank. And then yesterday in the morning it started to thicken, and by after work, my girlfriend reported that it was half the Kuskokwim was full of ice, fairly large chunks. Yeah, I mean, 5 to 6 feet at the biggest. Lots of them brown, where it's hard to see. And up until last night, at when it got dark, there was still ice flowing. Lots of logs hitting. A whole bunch of big logs, stumps. This morning, though, the ice, the river is clear. The water dropped back because it had came about a foot and a half. And now it's just a clear river right now. So there's like a big, about a 20-some-hour flow of ice heading down.
Thank you, Darren. I appreciate that update. William, William Alstrom, you're on the line. Tell me a little bit about what the status of the river up your neck of the woods in St. Mary's.
I'm here in St. Mary's, and unfortunately, I'm on the Yandreski River. You know, I don't sit on the banks of the Yukon. So, on the Yandreski here, the ice went out, I believe it was Friday. And I'm like Sarah Palin, who claims she can see Russia from her house. I can't see the Yukon from my house. So, the water is steadily coming up. I've been watching it on the Yandreski. And there's a lot of debris and drift floating down the river. And the water's not coming up that significantly, but it's coming up. And on the Yukon, from what I heard on the grapevine, it's there's a lot of open spots, clear of ice. Most likely we'll be getting a heavy pack of ice coming up, coming down from the upper Yukon.
Well, William, I have Peter Tinker on the line with us, too. Is that true, Peter? Are you on the line as well?
Yes, I am.
And you're with Search and Rescue up there in St. Mary's. I'm sure you work closely with the mayor there. Tell me a little bit about your perspective.
Yes. Right now, from yesterday's view, which I never took pictures of, the parts of the Yukon is open, flowing ice around the sandbars. That's where most of the ice is stopping, so the water rises up some more. Between Pictish Point and Mountain Village, which is on the Yukon, it's pretty much open, but just around the sandbar, that's where it's collecting all the ice. But we're able to head out with boats for now until the river or the ice starts moving down from the upriver, further upriver from the villages, like Powell Station, Marshall. Last I talked with someone from Pilot yesterday, he said that it was pretty much clear from bank to bank. It was just maybe 150 yards of ice, each ice from the either side of north or south side of Yukon. But it's slowly coming down the river, water slowly rising.
Well, this breakup gives me a chance to thank you for all the work you do with Search and Rescue, but we also thank you for these updates. Please send any pictures you have to coffee@KYUK or radio@KYUK, and we can get them on the posts in the show notes when we post the show. Darren, William, Peter, anything important you want to tell me while we have the listeners?
Yeah, well, starting the boat season, I do wish that every boat has a life jacket for each person in each boat.
Absolutely. Safety first. I think that that as we get into the season, life jackets are distributed by various entities. Mr. Alstrom, tell me a little bit about life jackets in St. Mary's.
Yeah, it's very important that anybody boating on the river, which I've seen happen yesterday, that they use their life jackets. No, they're there, but it's they're useless unless they're on a person. And like Peter was saying, that when the Yukon ice, the Yandreski River's clear now, but the Yukon as it comes down and it jams up the little here downriver, the ice backs up. And we usually get a full force of ice coming up the Yandreski River in the Yukon. And that's what usually causes the flooding, if there's any. But we've seen quite a bit of snowpack late in the season, late in the winter this year. So we should have a little more water this year than what we had in the past years. And hopefully everything, all the communities will be getting, preparing for any flood stages.
Peter, a question for you. Is anyone watching the Yukon River from the air? Anyone, any latest air reports?
Probably the latest air reports would probably come from Raven. So they're flying daily over the Yukon from Mountain Village to Pilot Station, Marshall, Russian Mission.
I saw Petra's eyes light up. I think she'll be trying to get a Raven representative on the line. Not today, but for future updates. That sounds like a good information there. While we have a couple of people from St. Mary's on the line, anything happening out that neck of the woods that we want the rest of the Delta to know about?
Well, there's not much going on. We're just, waiting summer to show up and fish, especially the fish. And then that, there's nothing but annual corporation annual meetings going on this weekend. And hopefully there'll be we see a lot of salmon coming up the river.
We were hearing about from Chivac. People found some goose eggs. Any goose egg finds up near St. Mary's Way?
Not at the moment. I'm pretty sure there's some out there already, but I haven't heard of anybody finding any eggs yet.
And we have someone on the line out there near Kalskag. How about there?
No, I think they're too far back from the village. People have been going out hunting, though, and gathering wood pretty regularly. I just want to say be careful when you're out there because, and to echo the life jacket statement, there's lots of low ice right below the surface to where you pass pretty good-sized chunks that were really low in the water and really hard to see until you're right upon them.
Yeah, I want to refrain that it's so easy to pick up a life jacket. It's also so easy to just call up a friend and give a trip report just to say where you're going, just in case that things happen, and they can happen and blindside you. You have some backup. People know where you're going, and you have some safety gear with you.
Exactly.
While I have the opportunity, I want to thank William Alstrom, Peter Tinker, and Darren Deacon all for being on the line with me. Of course, Mark Leary and Dan Esai for providing us some information for the show. And then we can't do it at all without Petra Harpik. She's making it all happen. And if you want to get in the mix, you need to call and talk to us here at KYUK, coffee@KYUK by email or 543-3131. Any last words? I'll give it to the mayor. Any last words?
No, not really. Just everybody be safe out there. Enjoy the spring weather. Hopefully we'll get some sunshine pretty quick. Okay, thanks for...
All right, and Peter, any last words from you, sir?
William all pretty much said everything, but safety is always the first priority when boating or snowmobiling or... with any kind of gas-powered engine. But summer season coming up, so life jackets, they get safety because anything can happen to the motor, the steering cable can snap, with tiller handles, something can break on there, can just turn the boat to a 90 to 180 degree angle in a heartbeat and get thrown out of the boat. So life jackets are a priority.
And Darren...
When using a boat.
And Darren, give you a chance too.
I just want to remind everybody that fiddlehead ferns are just about ready. So if you're into picking up fiddleheads, we went out the other night and they were just next day or two, they're going to be ready for a gathering. So a couple of years I forgot about those. I just want to remind people that are listening, if you like fiddleheads, it's time to go out and look.
All right. Thanks a lot, folks. Don't forget to be awesome to each other. This is Coffee at KYUK.